Macmillan Audio presents Some Faraway Place by Lauren Shippen. Read by Alana Fox and Charlie Ian. December something, 2016, I assume. Dear Mark, I've been here, in this place, this prison, for God knows how long. A month, maybe more. They kept me unconscious in a coma for a few weeks, and I've been awake now for, well, at least a week, I think. And according to her, to Director Wadsworth, they're going to keep me here to make sure I heal. What a crock of shit. Wadsworth also said you brought me here. I know that's not true. I know you wouldn't do that. But the whole thing is, hazy. Is this what you felt like when you were here? Like time was slipping through your fingers, like you were existing outside of it all, existing outside yourself. Everything hurts, and I'm fucking handcuffed. That's how I know you didn't bring me here. It had to have been them. Dr. B and Sam, the people who love you so much and hate me more. You would have known what this place would do to me, and you wouldn't subject anyone to that. Not even your worst enemy. Not even me. I should have listened better when you talked about it. I don't know why I'm even writing this, like the AM will let me have a pen pal, even though they're the ones that gave me the marker and paper. Like they're waiting for a confession to appear. I know they'll probably read anything I write down, so I'll keep my escape plans in my head just in case. For you AM lackeys who read this when the drugs kick back in, that was a joke. I know I'm not getting out of here alive.
Part 1. Emptiness. August 24th, 2016. There's something in the corner. Something enormous and breathing. Air rattling through its lungs, claws scraping the floor of this deep and dark void. Something hides. Something waits. Every night is exactly the same and also totally unpredictable. I fall asleep suddenly and get dropped into an empty, endless space and then nothing. I stand in that void, changeless and infinite, never knowing when I'm going to wake up again. If I'm going to ever wake up again. I always do, obviously, but when I'm in that space, it feels real. Like that's where I live now, and I'm no longer in control of waking up and going back to my actual life, which you can imagine is pretty anxiety-inducing. I don't know why the doctors thought keeping a dream journal would help me. Doctors. Who am I trying to impress here? It was a high school nurse. Despite the fact that my own mother is a nurse, I went to the nurse at a school I don't even go to anymore to talk about the fact that I'm sleeping so much, too much, but never feeling rested, my head full of strange, as real as life dreams, and he suggested keeping a journal. "It's most likely anxiety," he said, as I sat on the sticky plastic chair in his un-air-conditioned office. "What?" I said. "I'm getting so anxious I'm passing out?" This seems like a dubious diagnosis to me, but then again, my idea of medical intervention is holding up my bleeding hand until it stops and julienning single-handed so that the sous chef doesn't yell at me. "You're in the workforce now," the nurse went on. "That's a very stressful transition." "High school was stressful," I snorted. "A restaurant kitchen is spa-like compared to this place. I don't feel more anxious than I was before." He just smiled at that sadly and patted my knee. A little patronizing, but I'm the 19-year-old who went to her old high school because I'm taking too many unplanned naps, so wasn't as bad as it would have been if I had gone straight to my parents. My mom would have a million things to say about my lifestyle and those restaurant hours aren't good for you. Why can't you just consider going to college? But that wouldn't even be the worst part. No. If I tell my mom and dad that I'm having an unusually difficult time staying awake.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?